What we saw this weekend is that Jamaican authorities have declared a state of emergency in parts of Kingston, the capital city of Jamaica, because they were trying to take in a drug lord to extradite him to the United States, and he and his followers fought back. And it's very interesting that now, I think, based probably in large part on the Mexican example, these guys don't go quietly. They overtly fight back against the authorities, which is a kind of activity we didn't see before. And they're going to battle it out, and they think they're stronger than the government. And this is kind of what Calderon complained about when he came to the United States last week. He made a direct appeal to the U.S. Congress in a joint session, asking to stop the American gun trade to Mexico. And I have no doubt that there is an American gun trade to Jamaica as well that's helping fuel these fights against the proper government.
So adding another player to the drug trade wars obviously is only complicating things along the border. But as President Calderon made clear in his visit last week, border security and immigration are hardly issues only of concern to the United States. But obviously, you know, the Mexican government has a long history of not being able to control this.
Well, he's been fighting with these narco cartels since 2006. He came into office and suddenly realized that as the president of Mexico, he didn't control all the territory of his own country. And I don't think he was quite prepared for the degree of difficulty he was going to find in reestablishing that. And it is a near civil war. I think the Mexican government has made some very impressive gains. They've taken out some very high-level drug lords. But by the same token, I mean, it's not an easy thing. And just before he came down to the United States, a former Mexican presidential candidate, Fernandez de Ceballos, was kidnapped or has disappeared from his ranch. He was a presidential candidate in 1994. He's part of Calderon's own party. No one knows where he's gone. We don't know whether it's a commercial kidnapping. We don't know whether, by commercial, I mean they simply hold him for ransom, whether it's related to the drug trade, whether it's politically motivated. But it shows the degree of difficulty and the level of violence and threat that's down in Mexico. This affects cross-border relations. It affects the United States. And Calderon's entire visit was an attempt to bolster his standing in Mexico, because the Mexican people are getting pretty weary of this thing. And while they've made in gains, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
And of course, responsibility for the drug violence is shared by the United States and fueled by this big appetite for illegal drugs.
Right.
Does DHS get in the business? My guess is the DHS does not get in the business of trying to fight that war from that side of the equation.
Well, DHS and the Drug Enforcement Administration have reached new levels of cooperation in this administration, which is very heartening to see. And we're starting to crack down on the southward trade in money and guns. And during his appearance on Capitol Hill, Calderon pointed out that 80% of the guns that the Mexican authorities seize in the drug wars come from the United States. They're part of this drug trade. The gun trade extends not only to Mexico, but to other areas. And it will be very interesting to see what happens in Jamaica and whether American weapons fuel this battle in Kingston. So, you know, it's something that has to be controlled, frankly. And Calderon, you know, made mention that, you know, we have in the United States, we have the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but we're destabilizing a near neighbor who needs to assert its authority and whose welfare and whose standing is critical to our own. And this stuff has to be stopped. And part of this also ties into immigration, because we have the Arizona border law. We have new tensions over picking up people who are, you know, undocumented aliens. And it's a very complex issue, but the stakes are very, very high.